Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It does look like Chris Christie has now suspended his presidential campaign, and that would have been news in and of itself, but this hot mic incident is actually overshadowing anything that people might be talking about Chris Christie leaving the race. So we've got that audio for you, as a matter of fact, this morning here on the program, folks. And we have much more to talk about as well as we head into, we're headlong into the Thursday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course, Kyle Warren with you. And once again, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to everybody listening on our home flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 930. And, of course, all the other wonderful AM and FM affiliates that are distributed out by GCN. That's the Genesis Communications Network. We want to thank everybody at GCN this morning, of course, for working so hard for the program. We sure do appreciate it. And, folks, we appreciate you. Here we are, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, the telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Of course, we'll be talking a little bit about Chris Christie. We'll be talking a little bit about and Nikki Haley, of course, because that is part and parcel of the hot mic quote from Chris Christie. Also this morning, Dr. Fauci making claims that he didn't really know what the origin of COVID was. He didn't recall. Evidently what it was. And then he also talked about the 6-foot social distancing not really being based on anything. I mean, this are you surprised? I'm not surprised at all. So again, folks, it just gets weirder and weirder as we head into this year. You know, I thought 2023 was pretty weird to begin with, but I think we're off to a good start here in 2024, I think. Well, as we mentioned, Chris Christie today suspended his campaign. He said he did not see a path towards the nomination. He also went on to say that Donald Trump, or that he will not try to help in any way, or he wants to make sure Donald Trump does not become president. So, again, no love lost there. That's obvious. And that whole issue between Trump, Chris Christie, and I think many voters too will simply continue. But let's listen into this hot mic that started this whole thing today about Nikki Haley. So let's listen in, Chris Christie, again on the hot mic.
People don't want to hear it, Wayne. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear it. We know we're right. But they don't want to hear it.
Right.
And there's, you know, we couldn't have been any clearer.
Right.
We couldn't have been any more direct or worked any harder. So, you know.
Unless we forget she spent $68
million.
Yeah.
I mean, well, when you give land to China and places like that.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far, just on TV. Yeah. Spent $68 million so far, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent $12 million. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked. And you and I both know it. She's not up to this.
But she hasn't even been challenged.
She's still 20 points behind Trump in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
And he's still going to carry Iowa, right?
Yes. Oh, he's. I talked to DeSantis called me, petrified that I would.
He's probably getting out after Iowa.
Well,
so that's evidently what was said. And again, that is a hot mic. It's been published out there, so we wanted to bring it to you. But, folks, what do you think about this? What do you think? Now, obviously, Chris Christie didn't have a ghost of a chance of getting the nomination, and he did say such a thing. There's no path to that. But at the same time, his statements about Nikki Haley, because in the news about Nikki Haley, we continue to see news about the polls. Now, again, polls are just snapshots. We know that the polls are in strong favor of Donald Trump, especially moving into New Hampshire. But you see these other things about Nikki Haley. This from Newsweek, Nikki Haley beats Donald Trump in key swing state, according to new polls. Former South Carolina governor and presidential hopeful Nikki Haley would beat Donald Trump in Michigan in a potential November 5th head-to-head matchup against incumbent President Joe Biden, according to a recent polling from the Detroit News. According to the latest polling by the Michigan newspaper, in direct contest against Biden during the general election, Haley would beat the Democrat by a margin of 10 percentage points, with 44% of the vote against Biden's 34% of the vote. Haley's presidential bid, which had been stalling for much of 2020, headed by Americans for Prosperity Action, a GOP donor group founded by Charles Koch, threw its full support behind the former South Carolina governor. Koch, a billionaire, is one of the GOP's biggest donors. The endorsement did little to hurt Trump's popularity, but delivered a huge blow to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who until recently was the only candidate to rise above single digits in terms of support among Republican voters. In a hypothetical and likely rematch between Trump and Biden in Michigan, the poll had the Republican frontrunner beating Biden by 8 percentage points, a smaller margin than that of Haley. Trump was estimated to get 47% of the vote against Biden's 39. The statewide poll commissioned by the Detroit News and WDIV-TV surveyed 600 likely general election voters some 10 months ahead of the vote on November 5th. Only 17% of those surveyed said Biden should be reelected. But the point here is that obviously some of these polls are changing. So my question to you this morning is, do you believe these polls? A lot of times, you know, I think in terms of Donald Trump for the nomination, I think the margins are there and it's overwhelming to the extreme where we kind of expect that if Donald Trump goes through these primaries, at least these early primaries, and gets a lot of votes and just and to catch a phrase here, smokes everybody else, that won't be as big a surprise. But what about the general election? So let me know what you think. 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. It's a big news day, folks. We're just getting started. We're coming right back right after this short interlude. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition of the program this morning. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. As always, I don't even know where to begin sometimes. I do want to ask you this question, though. This is off topic of Nikki Haley and Chris Christie and Donald Trump. Have you seen this video coming out of New York City where this person was taking a video of a homeless individual sleeping on the ground, basically, with a blanket over them? And then all of a sudden, all these rats, I mean, like a lot of rats, start scampering out from under the homeless man's blanket. It was on the, I believe, oh, yeah, in New York City subway platform. And the mayor, of course, is talking about the huge rat problem they have in New York City. Folks, you know, what are we coming to? I just don't even know the answer to that question. But folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call in if you have something to say this morning, if you have an opinion, especially about not just the rats in New York City, but also the Nikki Haley, Donald Trump, now Chris Christie has dropped out issue here. And Donald Trump, of course, they had the town hall on Fox News, but then they had the debate as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got an audio clip here from the town hall on Wednesday night from Fox News talking to Donald Trump. This is a great question set up from Martha McCallum. And of course, this is about the issue of Chris Christie dropping out. But she's talking about the idea now of where do those percentage points necessarily go. So let's listen in to see what Martha has to ask Donald Trump.
A lot lot of speculation now that there could be a combining of forces of the people who supported him. He had about 12% there. And by some estimates, you're ahead by an average of 14 in the Real Clear Politics average polling
in New Hampshire.
So if that 12 goes to Nikki Haley, she could give you a run for your money there.
Well, you know, you have Democrats in New Hampshire and they vote, and you have independents in New Hampshire in large numbers and they vote. And I have polls that show me leading by a tremendous amount in New Hampshire and a lot in Iowa, and nationwide we're leading by almost 60 points. So I'm not exactly worried about it. I understand New Hampshire very well. I've won it twice and did very well with New Hampshire. I love the people. They love me, I think. We did a good job for New Hampshire economically and even from the standpoint of the military, taking care of the vets. And I think we're going to do very well in New Hampshire. Now, you know, Chris Christie was he got a hot mic, I heard about. I thought actually the bigger story wasn't the fact that he dropped out. Nobody cared too much about that. But he had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right. That's one of the few things he's been right about, actually.
So you don't think it changes the dynamic much?
I don't know if it does or not. Look, we're winning tremendously here. I think we're 20, 24 points up. I brought some polls if you want to see them, you know, just in case. But I think we're 24, 25 points up. But New Hampshire's interesting. It's a great place, a great state, unbelievable people. But they allow independents and Democrats to vote in the Republican primary. You say, what's that all about? So it's a little bit false in that regard. But even with that, I think we'll win substantially.
So very interesting there from former President Donald Trump. Regarding the possibility of combining of forces, so to speak. But at the same time, though, you know, obviously getting into the Iowa caucuses and then getting into the New Hampshire primary, all this is going to start to solidify, you know, one way or the other. You know, it absolutely has to. Otherwise, you know, because the one of the things I was thinking of earlier today, and I was actually talking with somebody about this today, and that is that the Republican Party really does need unity. Now, some will say, well, it's unified under Trump. Well, it is to a great degree, I think probably to the larger degree, but the Republican Party absolutely needs, it's like it needs an issue. And of course, there are so many issues. There's the border, there's the foreign policy issue, there's the economy, all these things. But what I'm saying is that they need to have a unified messaging. You know, the Democrats, and I've mentioned this many times before, the Democrats are very good at unified messaging. The Democrats are very good. In fact, the person I was talking to, they mentioned about Michelle Obama. You know, I said, oh, that's right. Yes, Michelle Obama is terrified. She's terrified about all of this, you know, and because our democracy is at stake and all these kinds of things. And I said, you know what? It's a talking point. It is a talking point. It's just the message. And it's as if somebody, you know, types this thing out. Everybody gets the memo. They read the memo, evidently, and then they know where they're supposed to go with these talking points and what we're supposed to emphasize, what we're supposed to focus on. And so, like it or lump it, the Democrats are incredibly good at that, because they now know that trying to go out and tell everybody that, you know, green energy is really working, you know, we're really fighting climate change and that's really working, and also we're making the rich pay their fair share, that's really working, all this stuff that's, and the economy's great, you know, to some degree they'll try to explain to us how the economy's really great, and they're going to try that, but they also know that that's really an uphill battle. So it's really much more easy to just go out there and talk about how Donald Trump is going to end our democracy if he gets elected. You know, and my question is always to that kind of mentality is, well, why didn't he end it in 2020? I mean, why didn't he do that? You know, if it's all supposed to come down to some showdown, then why didn't Donald Trump make all these other moves? You know, and it, you know, essentially challenging the election or challenging the results in certain places is not an insurrection. And I don't want to rehash the whole thing, but you know, if Donald Trump is going to come in and do all these things, well, why didn't he do them before? You know, just the other day we had a quote from someone, I think it was on MSNBC, saying, you know, there are a bunch of things that Donald Trump as president can do legally that will just ruin everything and take total power, basically. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, to act within the purview of the president of the United States, now that's going to be detrimental. I mean, you know, all these things, they try to make it up to sound so terrible. But what they're doing is they're trying to put up a smokescreen for the very things that they want to do. They want to save democracy. So instead of actually, you know, being pro-democracy, they want to take away your ability to have your voice heard, specifically about the Electoral College. So, but they will tell you and couch it in the terms that we're going to get to one person, one vote. We are going to make this thing work. Everybody's going to, because right now your voice is not being heard. Your voice is not being heard because look at the popular vote versus the Electoral College vote. How can that be fair? And of course, you know, if you're living in a state where you don't have a whole lot of electoral votes, but yet you matter, that's a much better position to be in than you have no electoral votes and you don't matter. Right? That to me is more American than anything. In fact, it's anti-American to say, look, we're just going to make sure that we can run roughshod over you. We're just going to bulldoze over you every single election from now until kingdom come, and we're going to call it democracy. Well, these are the things that the left and the Democrat Party elite are really trying to do. And so getting back to my point, this is why people like Michelle Obama will then go out and do these interviews. Oh, I'm terrified. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, our democracy is going to be, you know, it's really just crumbling, you know, unless we do something, unless we preserve it. Well, they're doing exactly the kind of things, or they're saying the Republicans are trying to do this or that, but that's exactly what they want to bring about because it's in their best interests. Because the lust for power has simply exceeded any kind of notion of what's good for the country. And I'll tell you this right here before we start heading out to break. And we got a lot more coming up, by the way. The founding fathers, and of course, they're all bad, right? Nowadays, well, no, they're bad too. So once you say the word, the founding fathers thought, or the founding fathers set up, well, now all of a sudden, some people just turn right off. Oh, the founding fathers were bad. No, the founding fathers weren't bad in that sense that they were coming up with a system by which you could have your voice heard. They were coming up with a system and came up with a system that had the best ability to endure. It wasn't going to be easy. It was actually going to be very hard. But that is the responsibility that free people have. That's what comes with freedom. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent hospitalization was the result of complications from surgery to treat and cure it. High winds continuing to batter parts of the U.S., especially along the East Coast throughout today. The National Weather Service also still has flooding and coastal flooding alerts posted mainly along Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity, even when challenging elections. And he says the charges being brought against him in the federal elections case amount to a political prosecution. Trump's attorneys arguing their client's efforts in the post-election period fell within his official presidential responsibilities. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, it is the Thursday edition, folks, and we're continuing on here through hour number one, and we're having fun already. I think it's bright and early, of course, in the morning across America in the overnights, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. Don't forget, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send us a direct message this morning. You can also give us a call. We have our telephone lines open, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And once again, our question to you this morning is, what is the difference at this point about Chris Christie? Is this going to have any other impact other than some voters may go over to somebody like Nikki Haley or, you know, perhaps Ron DeSantis? I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to affect the Trump campaign per se. But again, there's got to be a dynamic change in there somewhere. But again, having voting done, actually either caucusing or voting in the primary, that is going to start telling the tale. Again, as I was alluding to or talking about in the previous segment, the Republicans have to have some kind of unified message. They have to have some kind of issue or some way of moving everybody forward, because one of the things that the Democrats will do is they will seize upon a lot of the division. They'll seize upon some of the more extreme, quote-unquote, viewpoints. They'll try to paint all Republicans like that, and that is just going to be a field day in many ways for the Democrats. And especially with all of the things that we can talk about Joe Biden and the Biden administration, it seems to me that we better get some stuff here going such that people understand what the stakes are, how things can be fixed, and the idea that four more years of Joe Biden and whoever's making decisions behind the curtain, things aren't going to get fixed that way. But things will get fixed in a much, much better way if we can return to many of these policies that were in place prior to Joe Biden coming into office. And it's just going to be that simple. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We saw this earlier today, too. This is outside of politics and so forth, but this is from Fox News. It's the end of an era in Tuscaloosa in college football. Head coach Nick Saban is retiring. Again, according to these reports, Saban won 6 national championships with Alabama and 1 with LSU. His 7 titles are the most by any coach in college football history. And this year, Crimson Tide went 12-2. After making the college football playoff with an upset victory over top-ranked Georgia in the SEC championship, Bama earned the number 4 seed in the CFP but lost to number 1 Michigan, the eventual national champion, in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Saban, 72 years old, had coached Alabama since 2007. So we wish him well, of course, but it's a big, big, big day in college sports. And, of course, this is the Thursday edition, but tomorrow morning on the Friday edition, we'll be talking again with our good friend Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860, by the way. And I'm sure that we'll be talking about this big news for college football, for the retirement of this now, I guess, a beloved, of course, head coach, I believe, Nick Saban. And we always have a great time with Patrick Hyland, by the way, as well. And he was on the program just yesterday morning. And so on Friday, we will definitely be talking about this. Now, Dr. Fauci, this from Town Hall, during Dr. Anthony Fauci's second day of his closed-door interrogation with members of the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic, the former head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases admitted shocking details about COVID-19. The committee, led by Chairman Representative Brad Winstrup, Republican out of Ohio, dove into 14 hours of testimony where Fauci acknowledged that his 6-foot social distancing recommendation was likely not based on any data. Let me read that again. Right? The chairman dove into 14 hours of testimony where Fauci acknowledged that his 6-foot social distancing recommendation, quote, was likely not based on any data. It just sort of appeared, the GOP-led committee wrote, quoting Fauci. Dr. Fauci acknowledged that the lab leak hypothesis is not a conspiracy theory, unquote. Nearly 4 years after civilization collapsed due to Democrats pushing a mostly non-life-threatening virus, Fauci suggested that his, quote, recommendations, a.k.a. mandates, were based on the desire to control the sheep, which proved that the majority of society is obedient and uninformed. Again, this according to the article here. The committee revealed that Fauci, quote, advised American universities to impose vaccine mandates on their students, unquote, despite the former NIH director admitting that vaccine mandates could, quote, increase vaccine hesitancy in the future. Well, you think so? You think so? You know, you tell me, folks. I mean, except for now, except for now, has there been any other more divisive time in modern history? You know, certainly you can go back to the Civil War, pretty divisive. I guess you could go back to many different parts of American history where there was a lot of division. But the division that we had as a result of the emergence of COVID-19, something that you couldn't really talk about. You could talk about it, I guess, in hushed whispers. You could speculate on its origins. But speculating on its origins was decried as being racist. Or, you know, in other words, if it came from a lab in Wuhan, that's not racist. You know, I mean, if it came from a lab in, you know, in anywhere, to pick anywhere, if it came from a lab on Mars, it wouldn't be racist. It would just come from a lab. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that we will look back on, and I think historians will look back on in a generation, you know, 25, 50 years from now, and they will say, what were these people thinking? What were these people thinking? You know, if any other practical problem in our modern civilization, we typically can tackle in a practical way. We can typically, spin up solutions to things, or we could research it, or we could find out what it is, and then take steps to address it. But with the COVID pandemic, it was so many more things. It was all about the mandates. It was all about the suppression of people's opinions. Now, and guess what? You know what? There are a lot. I don't want to rehash the whole thing, but you know what? There are a lot of different opinions out there. And have you ever seen the internet? I mean, if you look at the internet, you're going to find all kinds of stuff where people will tell you this, that, and the other thing. And a lot of it, and most of it, probably almost all of it, is going to be incorrect, or it's going to be somebody's opinion, or it's going to be somebody's agenda. So one of the things that we would do in modern society is we would have this thing called critical thinking. We would have this thing called skepticism. We would have this thing called, you know, check it out. And that's a little more, you know, a little more hep. Oh, get in the way back machine on that one. It's a little more hip, right? To be skeptical, to say, okay, now how does that work again? You know, and as opposed to this is what you shall think. This is what you will, how you will react to this. And if you have a different sort of take on this, well, then you're going to be pretty much labeled as subversive. And my friends, we're going to look back on this, as I said, historians in the future will look back on this and say this was one of the most ridiculous times in American, in world history, for that matter. Let's see. This comes nearly 4 years after prompting the publication of the now infamous Proximal Origin paper, again, about the vaccine hesitancy and vaccine mandates, that attempted to vilify and disprove the lab leak hypothesis, the committee wrote. Winstrup said things became very evident following Fauci's two-day-long testimony, adding that the above admissions from the NIH official were suppressed completely. So, wait a minute. Of course, yeah, the whole thing came from a bat. It was bat soup or something, or just a bat that got really, really irritated. I don't know. But it wasn't a bat. No, it wasn't. And we all know that. Now we knew that then. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Thursday edition. You know what that means? It means it's almost Friday. I talked to somebody today that just can't wait for Friday to come this week. It's just, you know, it's kind of the first full week back of everything. And yet at the same time, it's like, well, okay, we're not there yet. But we are here on this program, folks. We're glad to be with you, and we are glad to be back for the first full week of broadcasting since the holiday time. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. 949-822-7959. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got the phones lined up here, and I think we got John in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, John. Happy Thursday to you.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for calling.
Kyle, we have a lot of reverb. Is it me or you?
It might be us. Try. How about that?
I think we're good.
Good.
I remember talking to you back in August, and my question to you was, do you think Michelle Obama will come out of the woodwork, and is it possible she would run for the presidency? And I remember you saying, yeah, it's very possible she could. So what have we seen this last weekend? Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah, she's back. Oh, yeah, she's back, and she's terrified about democracy.
Yeah, we all are, aren't we? I mean, God forbid we have any prosperity in our democracy, you know? I mean, but I want to say two things. anybody that would make a comment of that magnitude, you know, these people grab our words, democracy, and I've covered that before. They're scared of democracy, and I remember Hillary Clinton said, if Donald Trump gets the nuclear code, we're all going to be obliterated. So I want to make two predictions. I think what's going to happen September, October, we're going to see Joe Biden possibly pardon his son if they stretch this out long enough. And then he'll step down and Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom will come somehow into the picture.
Yeah, it'll be a dream ticket, right? Yeah, I'm with you. I think she's reemerging for some reason at this point. And I think some of this could just also be they're hedging their bets because they know they have to be prepared for something.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this. Who else in that party could really, you know, come into light other than, I mean, he's completely destroyed California, so that's good for democracy. She's scared to death. That's great for democracy. So I just have a sinking suspicion, knowing the way these people kind of work, would be that I wouldn't be surprised if we see Newsom and we see Michelle Obama somewhere, maybe towards the summer in September. And how long Joe lasts, I think his final act might be somehow to get his kid out of this situation. And possibly once they get the nominee, he'll be, you know, on his way out. But it's just a prediction, Kyle. I don't know how you think about it, but you laughed.
I did. Well, no, I think whatever they would want to do, if Joe Biden's not going to run, they have to have the right timing to try to, for lack of a better expression, hit it out of the park, generate momentum and excitement. And I think they do that with the shortest amount of time possible before the election actually happens. So it's all brand new. It stands everything on its ear. And it's a whole new campaign, like a month or two ahead of the actual election. That kind of thing.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing in different words. That's why I said somewhere around August, September, because you have a close window to January, and all of a sudden, you know, here come the Doublemint twins. And, I can't see anybody else in the party that, you know, would produce any other, you know, votes against Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden's going to last. That's just my opinion. I don't think he's going to. They need a way to get rid of him. And I think they're scared to death. And we'll see. But you know what? If I had a crystal ball, I would say that. And I did say back in August, watch Michelle Obama come out of the woodwork. And there she was.
There she is.
For democracy. You know, God forbid, you know, we have any prosperity and we put people to work and we close our borders and we have people come here legally and, you know, everybody's doing well. I mean, that I'd be scared for democracy, too. But it's interesting how now Mayorkas and the rest of our crew is, you know, at least they're facing some kind of scrutiny for whatever it might be worth. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, thank goodness for that. I don't think if Kevin McCarthy was still speaker, just a humble opinion, I don't think they would have gotten this far. But I don't know what maybe your opinion might be, but Mike Johnson seems to be mixed emotions between their party. But as far as what I see him doing for our country, at least, I give him credit. So with that being said, I will bow out gracefully and I will pick this probably conversation back up with you about this somewhere down the line.
Sounds good. John in Sarasota, I appreciate the call very much. Really enjoyed it. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Take care. All right, John in Sarasota. And, yeah, I'm so glad that he introduced the subject of Michelle Obama, because that's exactly, I think, one of the reasons why she's emerging at this point. And, again, it's because that's the message. It's like there's a memo that goes out, or there's some kind of strategy that says, okay, we're going to go down, as I was saying before, we're going to go down this road that we're going to get rid of democracy, or, you know, we got to save democracy. You know, they want to get rid of it, but we're going to try to appear as though we are saving democracy. And it's kind of like, it's like a movie script. I think they actually kind of look at it as that kind of thing. How do we, what is the most manipulative thing that we can do? What are the phrases that we can use in order to build this narrative and build the drama? See, that's the thing. The real drama, my friends, is in what's happening in people's daily lives. Inflation, the chance of more war, for lack of a better term, but war even coming here, asymmetrical war, that is. In fact, as we go through the program this morning, there's an article about a U.S. Intelligence official talking about possible attacks by Hezbollah or terror attacks in this country. And so that specter raises, and it gets higher and higher because of what's going on around the world. So the real drama is not whether or not Donald Trump somehow will erase democracy or will take over and there will be no more democracy or ridiculous nonsense like that. But the real drama is in people's lives. It's in what's happening each day, whether or not they're going to be able to make ends meet, whether or not, I mean, you know, are they, a huge home or car repair away from, you know, on bankruptcy, you know, or this kind of stuff, because everything is so razor thin right now. That, my friends, I think that's where the battle is. That's where the real drama is. But yes, Michelle Obama, it's big name recognition. This is also, you know, political campaign 101, you get somebody with huge name recognition. And that also can be a major leg up. I think Eddie Murphy made a movie a long time ago where he had a similar name to a deceased representative in the House, and he ran his campaign saying it was Jeff Johnson, I think. And Jeff Johnson, the name you know. And the big joke was the voters didn't realize this was Eddie Murphy and not the other guy who had passed away. They probably didn't know he passed away anyway. Or this kind of this, if I recall the movie correctly, but I remember I think it was Jeff Johnson, the name that you know, Jeff Johnson. All right, and so that's how politics can work sometimes. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be with you here on the program this morning. We will do the traveler report here on next hour. We wanted to make sure we could take a call there when we get phone calls here on the program. And we'll do that next hour for sure. So stay right there, because we're coming up to the top of the hour right now. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything. And then we're coming right back, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we are moving through Thursday. Hour number one in the books.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.